Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to start the meeting?
I'll make a motion to start the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Babel. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'll take a moment of silent prayer. Okay. Next thing we have is, okay, we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Mayor Stone, City of Woodland Hills Mayor. Go ahead.
I'm Robert DeWeese, I'm counsel for the city.
Anne Small, City Treasurer.
I'm Bev Lush, City Clerk.
Linda Beville, Road Commissioner.
Christy Emerson, Robert DeWeese. Dennis Metcalf, Safety Commissioner.
And Susan Maupin, she's not here tonight. She's the utility commissioner. So, next thing is comments from the citizens. Did you come here tonight, Rick?
I did. I just got a couple of questions.
Okay.
First question is those are flock cameras at the. And you have an understanding of what flock does, right?
Right.
Okay. Why are we participating in, and who authorized the flock being installed without the participants of the neighborhood knowing about it and what it does?
Flock cameras were installed because we needed to have additional security, and the commission approved them back in March. And we have them installed, okay? And we're not dealing with them. They've been assigned to LMPD.
Right, right.
Okay? And they have been using them for investigative purposes. That's all they use them for.
They do that. That's what they claim to do. There's a lot more to it than that. But that's not the point. I was just trying to understand where the flock came from, what steps, what was the city approached by Louisville?
No.
We did it
because we were limited on security. When we had security, we were only getting 3 days a week. This way, the license plate numbers are taken of the vehicles that come in and out of the city.
Yeah.
Okay. And Coldstream has them too.
And what else does it be taken? They take the picture of the individual.
No, they don't. They don't take the picture from the front.
What?
They only take the rear of the vehicle.
Okay, then.
So they're automatic license plate readers.
When they're coming in, then they should be only pointing into.
Right.
They all. But you have another one pointing out. That gives you a false sense of security.
No.
Well, just wait. Let me finish. It just gives you a false sense of security that you're being recorded both ways. That's immediately I seen the way it was pointed, and I said, "Well, we're being recorded both ways.
No,
you're getting the face, and then you're getting the license plate. I don't have an issue with the license plate.
Okay, hang on a second. The one at the front gate takes the photo of the outgoing vehicles. The one that's on the other side takes the license plate coming in. We have a reason for doing that.
Okay.
The reason is we have entrances that suspects can come in from Westport Road and go all the way through Coldstream.
Right.
All the cameras integrate with one another, okay?
I know.
So when LMPD needs to have to know at a certain time what came in from Westport Road to associated with what may have gone over to Coldstream, because Coldstream also has them on Middlesex. Okay? There's no, the cameras are pointed outbound and getting both lanes and then getting the one inbound lane. That's it. That's the only one that has two cameras on it.
And do you monitor, does somebody monitor, or is it just LMPD?
Just LMPD.
You never see the. So you really don't know. You don't know if you're being recorded both ways. Because with one, I'm just telling you. I've done a lot of.
Okay.
I've done a lot of electronics.
When they were first set up.
Yes.
They showed us the pictures to verify that the cameras were set up correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how they've been.
I'll just speak on what you're saying. They can tell you one thing, but something else can be done.
Yeah.
They can show you that on a picture or at one time, we only show the license plate. But later on down the line, if you don't have access, nobody in here has access to actually
see. Well, Dennis and I both have access to it.
They could be
so here's
double dipping.
So here's the theory I've got. If you want to take a picture, so for instance, they're only taking it one way, right? Like what you're saying. But as you're coming in, that outgoing license plate reader is reading the incoming face. I'm just saying it can.
There is two cameras. There are two cameras up there. One faces the back end of that one coming in.
Right. Faces like
that. And then the other one faces the two lanes going out. They are not movable.
I'm never saying
they're stationary.
When you're coming across there, that outgoing one that's reading, can read the face as it's incoming. I'm just telling you, it's a fact. It's how LMPD uses it. That's the whole key.
There is no facial recognition in our flock cameras. When it goes out, it gets the two lanes almost right at the stop sign.
Your camera is just, all your camera is a capture. It doesn't say on flock data or not. It doesn't care. It's an LMPD that records the damn shit. I understand that, but I'm trying to understand.
It takes a picture. One picture.
Maybe what the solution is maybe someone here should request to be able to look at the cameras.
Yes. Well, we can. Dennis and
that
I can look at.
That may be what.
Dennis and I can look at the cameras. We can spot check the cameras.
Sure.
Okay. I spot check every morning to make sure that they're active.
Okay.
All right. There is a section where I can go in and look at the pictures if I want to.
And I would request that you do, just to verify that what they're doing is above board, what they said they were going to do, and not anything beyond that.
Right.
Because I'm not going to surrender my freedom for security.
Right. I understand that. When I check the health of them every morning,
yep.
It shows a graph, and it shows where the angle on those cameras are.
Right.
Okay. But I can go in and spot check the issue that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dennis can also do it too.
Yep. Okay. Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. That's fine. Then we'll do that.
That's the solution.
Right.
That's perfect.
Right. But they weren't. But
it's something we should monitor as a community because it affects us all. This stuff goes all into AI and everything else in these big data centers, and it's recorded that way.
But it's only held for 30 days.
Well, LMPD only holds it for 30 days.
No. Block holds the pictures on their system for 30 days. Anything that's being investigated, LMPD has to request for the download. Okay? And we have had, just in the last 30 days, we've had 24 hot list hits. Okay? We've had checks, investigations on abuse, stolen cars, trespassing.
I'm not doubting the effectiveness of it.
Right.
All I'm saying is I'm more worried about the freedom of my, and not being monitored wherever I go. If I got my son driving my car, you know, he's going to have his picture in there, and now everything starts getting misassociated.
No.
It can really get...
I understand where you're coming from, but...
So, that's all I want.
Okay, that's fine. Cool. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Sir, do you have some?
No, I was just picking up on what he said.
Okay.
Come up with
it's strictly for the license plate, just so that they have it for investigative, because we have the traffic, you know, I don't want to say car break-ins, the car trespassing, you know, checking the car doors, had really slowed down when Coldstream put theirs in last fall.
Yeah.
So we decided to approach Flock in February, brought it up at the meeting in February, and then we basically had a conversation with the Flock salesperson in March, and we had them installed.
I would make sure that our contract or whatever, our intentions are that they only read the license plate and not facial recognition. They can't. It's just the fact they can. It's just what they want.
I know. So, yeah, they're automatic license plate readers. They take a picture. They do not do movies.
Okay.
They just want to take one.
Well, it's not so much movies. All they do is, as soon as they get the recognition, they face it up. The recognition software comes up and says, hey, out of so many people, this is who can drive this car. There it is.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to?
No.
Okay. All right. So, is that it, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Sir, what's your name?
Jerry.
Yes, okay. Sir. Jerry, it's nice to have you here.
Yes, no problem. It's first meeting on the network, so I've been known about the
check. Well, you're going to find out it's going to go real quick. Okay. Next thing on the meeting is the June 16th, 2026 city meeting minutes. They were distributed. They were posted on the website. Is there any changes that needed to be done? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes from June 16th, 2026?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
Okay.
I need a second.
Christina.
All right. I didn't hear you. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Rencedes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. City financial reports for June 2026. They were again distributed and posted on the website. Is there anything that anybody saw that needed to be fixed? All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the June financial reports?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Commissioner McCaff. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Okay. The expense report going around? I haven't got it yet. That's the reason why I have.
Linda.
Here you go, Bob.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
you got it?
No, I got it. This is...
Oh.
This is something we have to sign off on.
Oh.
All right. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is legal. We really don't have anything, but we do, unless the legal man.
I don't believe there's anything.
Okay. All right. We hadn't had to call you. I guess they've been good for us.
So far, so good.
Old business. Is there anybody else that's got old business besides what I've got listed?
I have. We talked about the repairing the potholes on Pacelli Place.
Right.
And they're going to start doing that on the week of August the 10th, which is also the same week they're supposed to start paving Lunenburg.
Okay, who's going to do it?
All Terrain's going to do the potholes. They'll do the alligator patch as well. That'll be, they'll mill out and add tack to the patches where they're doing it. So, and crack seal the edges. So that'll take care of the potholes over on Pacelli. The other old business, and it's only because we've been following it, is the runoff that was there on Tazewell down by Murphy in front of the...
The one that isn't in the
city. All that gravel
and
stuff. Came and they graded it. MSD came out and graded it. And then I checked it on the way here tonight after all that big rain we had this afternoon, and there was a big pile washed back out on the road. So,
okay.
Until they can get somebody to make whoever owns that property to fix that driveway, it's going to keep doing
it. I know. Anything else on old business? Okay. We've got the last of the, we got the bills in for the new flagpole and the landscaping, so we had to do some adjusting on our worksheet for our funds, our revenue and expense funds, and I sent that out to you. I made the adjustments from different areas. The landscaping mostly came out of some attorney fee. Down, I discounted that down a little bit, and the I forget what else I did. Anyhow, all the changes were made, and we still had the same amount of revenue and expense that was listed on the fiscal year 2026 ordinance. Was there any questions? Okay.
May I just say how thankful and grateful I am for the new landscaping at the front and the flagpole. It's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have a question. Are some of those bushes up there hydrangeas?
There's those little lime.
They stay small?
Yeah.
They don't get big?
No, they're the little lime miniatures.
Oh, by the way, one of them needs to be replaced. Commissioner Sundes. It's looking kind of weak, so we might want to tell them about it right away. It's on the outbound sign. I think it's right before you get to the signage as you go out. You can't miss it, I'll put it that way. It's still got some leaves on it, but it looks like it's really suffering bad.
Well, it's only one out of all the plants we put in. It's pretty good with the kind of weather we've had.
So I hear a motion to accept the revised budget worksheet for 2026.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I'll send you the updated one, Dan. Okay. City of Worthington, welcome ambassadors. Still nothing. Emergency communication radio check.
Channel 2 tonight.
Channel 2? All right. All right. New business. Commissioner, anybody got any new business?
I have new business. There's a limb down on the green space between Westburg and Queen Anne. This picture was done by Harold. It's from June 27th. He says there's a quote for $1,300 to remove it and dispose.
Where's this at?
It's between Queen Anne and Westburg.
Is he going to take the whole tree down or just the limb?
Just the limb. For
$1,300.
That's a lot for a limb.
That's a whole lot. Something's already pretty much on the ground.
I'm concerned whether that tree's going to be living because of the way it is. They've taken a pretty big chunk out of that trunk. And in my opinion, it ain't going to be too much longer till the rest of the top of that tree's coming down.
Well, I can get another quote from Tree Pros. I need to come by and check it out.
Yeah, I wish you would, because there's no sense in cutting just a limb off of there and then turning around and spending $3,000 on cutting the tree down, okay, when it rots out.
I see it from your boss.
Okay. That's why we, I mean, it's just a hackberry tree.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, all right. Anything else? New business from the commissioners? Okay. We've got our flagpole area looking real good. And I sent you all a picture of what we might want to consider doing for our veterans up at the flagpole area. And the Woody Williams Foundation, I can get the representative over here. They're right here in Middletown on Shelter Road to come out and talk about this particular organization and putting in a veterans memorial in our Blackpool area. They make a big ado out of this. It's all included in the cost. And I would like to have your all's permission to have him come to next month's meeting. Did everybody take a look at that? Anybody have any objections to him coming to the meeting?
I'd be happy to hear what they have to say.
Okay. All right, if I don't hear any objections, I'll give them a call tomorrow and have them put us on the schedule for next month. Okay? Is there anybody that wouldn't want to have a veterans memorial up there?
Don't say it in front of me.
Okay. All right.
I was hoping we would do something. I mean, I was, you know, what I was thinking about was some sort of a plaque.
Uh-huh.
Like we had, you know, put in where the flagpole is to maybe have a plaque or something. But the memorial is really pretty, you know.
Yeah. The one that, if you want to see the one that I sent you the picture, they're at Crestwood, okay? They're by South Oldham High School somewhere. I don't know exactly where it's at. But the front side is for the Gold Star Memorial, okay? The back side can be anything that we would want to do on that side, okay? And I talked to this gentleman. I called him because it started. Something just clicked in my head. You know, I get these things in my head. So I just decided to check on it because I did see the memorial there. Okay?
Question on that, on the memorial. Will there be names put over there or just a symbol?
No. There is, I don't know that much about it other than I know some of the places where they put together were the Gold Star just basically it just has the something about remembrance, but that putting names on it. It does have all the services listed at the bottom of the particular memorial.
So that's because I was just having like a little thought of like all the veterans that live in the neighborhood.
Right.
Just a plaque on the ground, just to be able to stitch the names in there of ones that are deceased, that have lived in the neighborhood, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Just kind of put their name in there.
Who don't?
Have that as a memorial.
Don't know anything about it other than what the little bit of conversation I have, but I have talked to my sister who lives up in Ohio, she says that they have one that what they did was they went around and anybody who wanted to have a loved one's name,
mm-hmm.
they could put it on one of the cobblestones of the area around. I don't know if that's the same organization or not, but it's one of those things that it could be if they wanted to purchase a stone or brick or whatever it is that they use.
If you even have a brick, and people donate $50, so a brick and
right.
Walk.
And that would help also.
Just put it in there. And that would help fund it.
If
you want to put a $50 brick of their dad, their mom,
right.
brother, sister, and have a walkway
right.
leading up to the star, or whatever the case might be.
Right.
The only thing I would request is you build the front of that thing up there because people come in out that corner.
Right, that corner.
And they wipe their thing out so many times. I don't know. All these people can ride.
Well, he the gentleman that I talked to, Tim Schumacher, he basically comes out around our neighborhood. He didn't even come by, but where I was thinking we would put it, you know how we have the 9/11 new flagpole or the old flagpole, I was putting it on the other side of that particular walkway.
Yeah.
That's where I was thinking we would put that because there's some bushes right there and whatever that would... Well, you know, how many years ago was that where the car went across that and hit that house and killed that person?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, there's always going to be somebody that can, you know, right. there, nobody will ever hit that. Somebody's going to say, here, hold my
car. Well, watch this.
Yeah. Anyhow, that was one of the things that I thought about, and I decided to go ahead and just inquire about it. And he's more than happy, like I said, he's more than happy to come out here and speak to us, okay? So I will contact him tomorrow. All right, if there's nothing else, we can do commissioner reports. With first?
One other thing. I'm new to all this, and I don't know if y'all ever talked about it or anything, but I grew up in the neighborhood for years. I was in the high to a great. Right off of Northumberland, back in that field, what are y'all using that open area for?
What field?
Right around 40.
The Pulaski Court field?
Between Mecklenburg and Pulaski, in between the two houses, it's a straight shot and it's just an open field.
That's the green.
That's the straight shots go into the green space. The green space is behind Ludenberg Court, Queen Anne's Court, Rushford Court, or Rushford Place, Mecklenburg. That's all just a big green space. That anybody, we got two picnic tables there, and all those entrances are public access entrances. Where do you live?
4013 at the top of the hill. White House, right on Northumberland Drive.
4013?
Yeah, right at the top of the hill.
Okay.
Right before you go to the hill.
Right.
So, I used to play back there. They used to have picnics back there. They used to have balloons, column, and balloon rides, all that type of stuff back when I was little.
When they put in the new...
You ride dirt bikes back there, the whole nine yards.
Well, you ain't allowed to ride dirt bikes back there because you'll tear it all up. But before they put in the houses there on the new part of Pulaski, right. where they go now, yeah, I remember the balloons coming in there and landing.
And they used to take us up for rides and everything.
Yeah, I used to ride my horses over there, too.
So, have y'all ever thought about having a Burlington Hills Day and have like a big picnic back there?
Well, we can. We had back in... 2019, Commissioner Beville, you know, we had planned on doing extravaganza, okay? This was when we first took over in 2019. We were going to do it in 2020. Well, guess what happened in 2020?
COVID.
It just ruined everything. We had the signage and everything for it.
We sure did. We had everything.
And we had balloons and all this kind of stuff.
All kinds of prizes.
Right. We still have the prizes. The problem that we have is you try to get somebody involved in helping the plan because it's not just the commission that needs to do this. We need the public to get involved. And
You know, speaking of that, me and the older generation that grew up in Worthington Hills, we have something called 1447. And that's what we're rolled. 1447 is the exit you get off.
Right.
We used to throw something at E.P. Tom Sawyer's once a year. And it's usually around the third Saturday in August. So we got something coming up, I believe it's on the 19th. We usually have a barbecue, sit out there, music, the whole 9 yards, do all of that. I'm pretty sure they would probably be willing to do something like that. If we, that space right there, even if we could get that space going back there, and just having it right there, it would be nice instead of going over the Tom Sawyer.
There's nothing stopping anybody from having any kind of activity on the green space. They just need to let us know about it.
Just need to let you know.
Permit or whatever.
All right.
We gotta make sure that...
But you can't drive back there, correct?
If you can drive back there for special events, you just can't drive back there to be driving back there.
Okay.
So there would be no problem now. I can tell you that because I've driven back there. Okay. And I remember the first time I took my PT Cruiser down there. Okay.
Okay.
When you come in from Northumberland across the street from where you're at, okay, you get down past that fence line.
Yeah.
There's a dip.
Yeah, there's a dip.
Okay.
I can just ride my dirt bike right there. So you have to
kind of go to the left to get around. So, now that I have my Trailblazer, it's not so bad. But
right.
The thing is that's our concern because we need to have, and Rob, you taking listen to this, we have to have disclaimer form that would keep us from having any liability.
We can draft that.
Okay. So this takes time to do, so it probably ain't gonna happen this year. But if you want to do it next year, you know, approach us in a reasonable amount of time in advance so that we can make sure you have that opportunity. I mean, we've got the two picnic tables down there, and that's about it.
Right. Because then we would have to do the porta potty and stuff.
Right. If you're going to do it, you have to provide all the stuff yourself. Okay.
We do it now. So
I know you do.
For the most part, so.
Right.
So who all goes to this event that's going to be in August?
Everybody that grew up out there.
They grew up
in
Worthington.
Yeah, we got
Hill
people
coming
in from out of town too sometimes.
Great.
Yeah. This is welcome all.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name and number's on there, so if you want to text me or something,
okay,
I'll let you know the exact date, whatever, whatnot.
Okay. Was there anything else? Okay. Have I started with any commission reports? I forgot where I'm at.
Not yet.
Okay. Commissioner Babil?
All right. On 6/18, I sent emails to the paving companies whose bids were not accepted for the Lunenburg paving project. I thanked them for participating and told them that we would keep them in mind for any future projects. 6/24, I spoke with Mayor Stone because I had some concerns regarding the start date for the paving project, which was August 10th, which was 4 days after school opens and JCPS opens. And he did say there aren't that many school buses that use Lunenburg, so we just left the date unchanged. It's been hard to get on this paving schedule.
Come down.
We asked 7-6. I asked the mayor to add the paving project to the City of Worthington Hills website, which he did. 7-6-7-6. I received an email from Councilman Winkler's office asking for an update on the gravel and debris condition in front of 116-101 Tazewell. Public Works and MSD were supposed to have cleaned up the area the following day. I checked it and it had been cleaned up, and I replied to his email letting him know that it had been graded and the debris had been deposited back up onto the driveway. 7-Eleven. I received that update from All Terrain Paving on the Sally Pothole Repair Project. Like I mentioned, in old business, it's scheduled for the second week of August. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Bebel. Commissioner Resendez?
I don't have one. Can I send it to the city clerk?
So okay.
I forgot to print it.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Commission report for 7/21/26. Told the city to conduct the radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 1. We used Channel 2 tonight after tonight's meeting. Attended flag raising ceremony. Issued parking passes for 12010 of Array Court for 7/6/26/2026. Issued parking permits for 4004 Northumberland Drive for 7/4/26. Issue parking permits to 11905 Boynton Court for 7/17 and 7/19/2026. That's all.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you. Is there anything else before I ask for an adjournment? All right, if not, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I
motion. Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. God bless the evening. It is 7:36.